Welcome to Leadership Moments with Justin Manzi, where we want to see leaders equipped and empowered. Well, thanks for joining me. This is Justin Manzi, and I am going to use this first podcast more as an introduction to who I am and my heart for wanting to put together a podcast. My heart has always been to equip, empower, and mentor leaders. And so we always know that leaders bring influence because that is leadership. But leadership is really designed around credibility, because you don't have influence unless you have credibility. And you don't have credibility unless you have trust. So part of building trust with people is letting them get to know who you are. It's a part of being vulnerable, a part of being transparent, a part of being authentic. So I'm going to use this very first podcast to maybe give you a story of who I am and where I'm coming from. Years ago, what started my journey would have been an introduction to who God has been in my life. Being a pastor, being a international speaker, being an author, gaining experiences from being able to travel all over the world and work with leaders from churches that are 35,000 people to churches that are 10 and 15 people in a mud hut in India. I'm a strong believer, if you can raise up a leader in a community, that leader has the potential to transform that community. So let's jump back. I'll tell a little bit about myself. I think the story I want to tell that's going to probably hit the most is that I grew up in a very broken, dysfunctional family. I think we all have to some degree. But for me, my biological mother was married three times. My biological father was married, I believe, five times. So between them, there's eight marriages. And so I grew up with brothers and sisters, some I have still never met. But I was also then adopted by a stepfather on my mother's third marriage. And so I grew up in a really broken, broken family. And I have realized that broken people break people, hurting people hurt people, insecure people make other people feel insecure. I've also learned that loving people love people, restored people restore people, and that's really all a part of our journey, because you're going to express what you experience. So whatever you're experiencing in life right now, you will be expressing it through your attitude, through your actions and reactions to circumstances, along with the choices you're making. So going back, I was 5 years old when I had an older sister who at the time was eight, who was being raped and molested, and she was hurting, and hurting people hurt people. Now, growing up already in a broken, dysfunctional family, this is even that much more, where my sister felt she was not being protected, she was being hurt, she was being abused. She came to unintentionally realizing to come and hurt me, because hurting people hurt people, that's what they do. And she had told me that I was a throwaway child. At the age of five, you are a throwaway child. No one wants you. You're like a piece of garbage. Now, I know she was expressing what she was feeling about herself, but she wanted me to feel hurt and pain because she was hurting and full of pain. And so she told me that my real last name was different than the one I have now. And she told me that I was not wanted, that my biological father had abandoned us and that he never loved us, he never cared about us. Told us that the family that we're in now, we don't belong to this family. And so, man, at 5 years of age, that really messed with me. It kind of, in a sense, became a moment where I was like, who am I? You know, you're already getting this moment when you're five. You're gonna get a print on you that will last the rest of your life if you're not careful. But in this moment, I remember walking outside. I was in Sherburn, Minnesota, and I walked out in this little farmyard, and I remember looking up to the sky, and unknowingly, I just kind of looked up and I said, God, I don't know who my father is. Will you be my father? And at that moment, I felt as if somebody came behind me and began to hold me. I literally could feel somebody was holding me. And I heard this internal audible voice, and it said, from this day forward, I shall surely be your father. And at that moment, I can't tell you what that did internally in me. At that moment, three things were revealed to me. Number one, I knew that God was real. Number two, I knew that God knew me. And number three, I knew that God loved me. Now that moment, I can't tell you how important it is. I always say that the most important attribute that you can receive as a leader internally is to know that you are loved. Because every crack in our foundation in who we are, every perverted viewpoint we have in life, it will be could be tracked all the way back to a lack of love or a misunderstanding of love. I promise you, every crack in your foundation right now, it could be brought right back to a lack of love, a lack of validation, a lack of self-worth, all because you didn't really feel unconditionally loved. So that started my journey at five. And I'm going to tell you, it didn't mean that my life got better after that. In fact, it got a lot worse. But I knew deep, deep inside that God was real, that he knew me, and that he loved me. Now, fast forward until I was 18 years old. And like I said, I grew up in a pretty traumatic home situation. At the age of 17, I was already starting to couch surf, live with this friend for a while, live with that friend for a little while. But I'll never forget, it was 1987. I was now a senior in high school. I had been living here and living there, but pretty broken, full of a lot of rejection, full of a lot of hurt just from life. Yet at the same time, I'm a first-degree black belt, captain of the wrestling team, did really well in sports, did well in school. At this moment, I'm actually getting ready to receive a wrestling scholarship to Northern State University in South Dakota. And yet, I was as broken and just fragmented inside. Yet I always held on to that event that took place when I was five, that I know God is real. I know that God, you know, loves me, and I know he can be my father. But you always wrestle with all of this, who am I really? So at that moment, I got radically saved. It was April the 6th, 1987, by my top instructor. His name was Milton Lang. His nickname was Sweet and Low. He was a little person, so his nickname was Sweet and Low. Why? Because he was sweet and he was low. And one day I walked into the dojo, a place where you practice taekwondo, and he just said to me that day, how are you doing today, Justin? And I just said, in a very slang and sarcastic way, I said, I need Jesus. And not knowing that he was a believer, he looked at me and he said, you do need Jesus. And now I didn't have a lot of trust with a lot of people in my life, especially even adults. When that you lose trust in parents, it kind of breaks you all the way to the core of who you can trust. I mean, I met my biological father later in life, in my 30s, but he passed away a crack addict and a homeless man. I did have a period of time where I met him for a short period of time, got to know him as he was living in men's shelters and living in streets and kind of had a little, you know, just it was really a hard life. But he was never there for me growing up. And my stepfather, he was a broken man himself, hurt through a lot of his own demons, an alcoholic, and just so many things. So there wasn't a lot of encouragement on that front either. So here's this man that I've known for the last 3 years being in Taekwondo, being my top instructor. He actually had probably the most weight in my life because he was credible to me. He established that he would be there for me when nobody else would be. So this day when he said to me, "How are you doing?" I know he meant it. So when I said in a very slang way, kind of protect myself, very guarded individual, "I need Jesus," probably deep inside I really did, but I was kind of doing it more of just kind of like a being, you know, sarcastic. And he looked at me and he said, "You do need Jesus." I was like, "Wow, I do need Jesus." And he said, "Would you like to meet him?" Well, that day I remember I accepted Jesus as my Savior. And from that day at the age of 18, I was radically saved. And really, I believe started my internal aspect of being a leader. I had some natural abilities to being a leader, being a top instructor in Taekwondo at the age of 16, and being, you know, the captain of the wrestling team in high school, and other leadership things that I did. But my viewpoint on leadership was going to become very different. I would have thought that leadership has primarily everything to do with what you do externally as a leader, but I realized over the next period of time and still learning, because leadership is a lifetime learning event, I have learned that internal leadership development, that really is the core of who you are. And so I went, you know, I did go to university for a year and a bit, and then transferred down to a Bible college in Dallas, Texas, called Christ for the Nations, and graduated from there. And then later on, furthered my education to get a master's in leadership. And so I then am continuing my journey and actually working on my doctorate at this time, and hopefully trying to finish that this year. And really, my whole dissertation is going to be on empowering leadership. And so I'm excited to have this podcast and begin to talk about leadership development, the importance of leadership. I have now been married to my wife, Kim, for coming in this next year for 30 years. I have a daughter that's going to be 27 this year, and a son that's going to be 24, and been in ministry for 30 years, and have had the opportunity to travel all over the world. I'm working in different nations at this time, really helping churches and networks and denominations to focus on healthy leaders, healthy churches that reproduce. So I am excited about this podcast. So I'm going to be throwing in all kinds of different teachings on internal leadership development, external leadership development, important aspects of leadership to grow in and be challenged in. My real heart is that as a leader, we grow in our head, our heart, and our hands. So if you're stuck as a leader right now, it's either going to be a head, a heart, or a hand problem. What do I mean that way? Well, if it's a head problem, you may lack knowledge, or you may have wrong knowledge. Therefore, you're going to be stuck in leadership. You may have had bad experiences in leadership, and therefore, you are stuck in your heart in leadership because you've been hurt, or you've been taken advantage of, or you have just experienced maybe even spiritual abuse in leadership. And then also in the hands of leadership, that's really understanding processes and how to actually move leadership forward and in the practical way, the application part. So I'm excited to be able to spend some time with you. And as you drop in and listen to a podcast, I hope that you are equipped in your head, your heart, and your hands. Because the way you think, feel, and act will determine the type of leader you become. And I believe if you are the leader that you're designed to be, you will have the opportunity to impact people's cultures. And there's nothing more powerful than culture. And everybody has culture inside of them, and everybody is a part of a culture. And if you're culture internally is toxic, and you're a part of a external toxic community of in a leadership, you are going to be stunted in your knowledge, your emotion, and your application of that. But the more that you actually get free and get better knowledge, better experiences, and better applications, you're going to grow as a leader. Well, that's where I'm going to stop today, and I look forward to continuing to see leaders equipped, empowered, and mentored. Thanks for joining me.